Good to have you with us, KCRW. I'm Matt Gillum. Welcome back to This Week in Weed. It's the season of buds, blossoms, and flowers. That's right, spring is in the air. While lots of us get after that overdue seasonal deep clean, many are also packing their bags for a quick holiday. The days of spring break being a mass vacation by college kids to Cancun or the nearest warm beach are long gone. Now, a quick jaunt to Europe or Asia for some shenanigans and Instagrammable sights isn't out of the question. Our own globe-trotting weed wunderkind Leafly's David Downs recently went to Barcelona to cover Spanibus, and he's back with a look at what's hot and happening in the worldwide weed scene. Hey there, David.
Hey, Matt.
All right, first off, Barcelona. Tell us a little about Spanibus and give us a quick rundown of some go-to stoner tapas.
Yeah, Europe just had its biggest pot party of all time. This expo called Spanibus in Barcelona, which has become the California cannabis industry's spring break as well. There's over 100 private cannabis collectives open where you can purchase and consume cannabis as well as snacks. And those facilities were hosting pretty much contests or parties every night for 2 weeks just around Spanibus. Barcelona has emerged as the new Amsterdam in terms of cannabis law liberalization, and the cannabis industry is more global than it's ever been.
You've told us before that California weed is king here in the U.S., but apparently we're also crushing it at the international level. How prevalent was Cali weed at Spanibus?
If you go into a California dispensary and then take a trip to Barcelona and walk into a private cannabis collective, you're going to see the same strains on the menu. Cannabis collectives in Barcelona have a special tranche of their top shelf called Cali Weed or Cali Packs, and they feature the best and brightest strains from the West Coast, literally down to the month that they've been out. It's a global cannabis trade now, and California has emerged at the center of it the way sort of Scotland runs whiskey or Germany runs cars or Italy runs fashion. Everyone looks to us and our industrial advantage and our innovations and immediately replicates them. Basically, any trend that starts in the U.S. or in California, including in cannabis, is now a global trend within 30 days.
Well, as somebody who's French, I'm appalled that you gave fashion to Italy, but we'll save that discussion for another time. The Golden State has been enjoying legal recreational cannabis for years now. I mean, we talk about that a lot, but is it the same in Spain? You mentioned that Barcelona is on the forefront of legalization and sort of policies. What is the status of cannabis legalization there, I suppose, and what are the deal with these weed clubs?
It's really like an exemplar of this new semi-legalization or quasi-legalization that's popping up in different cities or regions all over the world. And it's very similar to how California was under Proposition 215, where the laws advanced to give cover to personal activity, but there was still interdiction going on the cultivation, sales, and distribution side. So specifically in Spain, there are personal rights to privacy that are tending to cover personal cannabis use inside one's home. And when you're in a dispensary, these private collectives, it can feel like 2023 at the counter. But the second you walk out onto the street, you don't have the same rights that you do in California under Proposition 64, specifically the right to not be stopped and searched for smell of cannabis alone. People are operating in this liminal space.
Well, I'm guessing that you've got some international contacts who also showed up in Barcelona. As Spain wrestles with its relationship with cannabis, what are people from other parts of the globe saying about the weed space right now? Is it flowering?
It's never been bigger. We talk to people who've been in the game for 30 years in Amsterdam, and their heads are spinning at the opportunities around the globe. They're working quickly to collaborate with new brands to bring their genetics or their flowers to other places. Because of the internet and shipping and globalization, really, all the technology that we innovate in California and the states under full legalization rapidly gets exported to other places. So, for example, in Latin America, 2 years ago, they didn't have these things called solventless extracts, which are really refined, pure, but all natural forms of cannabis hash. 2 years later, Colombia is winning cannabis cups internationally, and that technology is spreading to other Latin American countries beyond Colombia this year. And that dynamic is replicating itself over and over again in other countries.
Well, as seed companies connect across oceans and borders, what strains or other stuff is coming up that cannabis consumers here can look forward to?
One top of the list we wanted to hold a place for was the strain Skittles, which we'll just call Z now. That strain started about 8 years ago in Emerald Triangle up in Northern California. this year at Spanibus at the special contest called the Ego Clash. Skittles won again, but this time it was grown in Basque Country. That is the breakaway separatist region in the remote corner of Spain. So we have Skittles genetics that have gone from the remote corners of the Emerald Triangle all the way to the remote corners of islands off of Morocco and breakaway regions of Spain. It's a story of a very popular genetic that looks great and smells great and gives people what they want in a new way. And when we have something like that, it just colonizes all the markets it can get to.
Okay, well, David, you're just back from a trip that was mostly weed-focused to Spain. Do you have any travel tips for Canada tourists that are going abroad?
So Rick Steves, the famous travel guide, said that cannabis was a place that people should be allowed to visit. And I think we've proven that in terms of legalization and people being allowed to experience cannabis. And I encourage everyone who loves cannabis to go renew their passport and book a nonstop flight and really get out there, because this cannabis culture is global. In terms of travel destinations, the U.S. Virgin Islands now has legalization, as well as Guam. There's more cooler places to visit than ever. And even though Americans tend to stay pretty domestic, you know, there's going to be Illinoisans taking a spring break trip to Missouri this year to avail themselves of newly legal cannabis under a governmental program that's much more liberal than the one they're finding in Illinois. So there's going to be state-to-state tourism as well. And then lastly, I do want to remind people to respect local, state, and national law. And at the same time, when in Rome, do as the Romans.
Okay, now before we go, I got to ask you, you left me hanging there at the beginning. What are the go-to stoner tapas?
Oh, come on, man. You got to get those little shrimp that they grill and they put those on the bread or in a crisp beer. The go-to one are the papas, the potatoes that they have some creamy sauce with, and you eat that at 11:30, going on midnight for dinner and soak up some of the booze you've been drinking. Yeah, fried seafood for sure.
Well, you heard it here. Patatas bravas and some other fried delights. We've been talking international weed with Leafly senior editor and our pot pal, David Downs. Thanks as always, David.
Thanks.